Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Resistance Fantasy. Enjoy. I'd like you all for a moment to think about resistance, because what is resistance combined with hypnosis? How does it work? How do you resist something that you want to do, and why would you resist it? And the answer to that is remarkably simple. You resist because you want to feel conquered. You resist because you want to feel that I do the effort to pull you down. The theme of resistance is a very common one. A very simple one that many people enjoy, and you are no exception, I'm sure. So today, rather than dropping deep when I tell you to, you are allowed to resist for as long as you think you can hold on. But there's a simple rule. You still have to participate, listen. You still have to be here with me in this moment. Because resistance is easy if you don't participate. It's easy to just turn off the sounds and remain unaffected. But what's the fun in that? So I hope, for your sake, that you're comfortable listening and ready to attempt to resist. Are you ready? Good. Now, there are incredibly many ways to try and tempt you into a deep state of trance. There's confusion, there's overloading, there's the gentle approach, just helping you relax every part of your body. So, what shall we do today? How shall I tempt your minds to fall deep into that wonderful state of trance following my voice? Well, I think I have a nice surprise for you. I think I have a wonderful way to tempt you deep. Because we're going to use the most basic of human traits. See, the most basic human trait, the one that has made humans walk out of the caves, is curiosity. You want to know what I'm going to do. You want to know how I'm going to defeat your mind. How I'm going to tempt you to go deeper. But I'm not going to tell you until the final moment. I'm going to keep making you more and more curious, step by step. And yet, maybe I'm doing something different. Maybe this explanation is just a trap for your mind to follow while I spin a different story. Curiosity is the fire that drives us, that makes you listen to me, wondering what the next thing is that will happen. Do you know the next thing that will happen? Maybe not now. Maybe not even the next time. Maybe never. But the curiosity is always there. Before knowledge, there has to be curiosity. Before you know, you have to want to know. Although you're not always aware of what you want to know. There are a lot of things that you might want to know and aren't even aware of yet. But let's go back to hypnosis. Hypnosis is a very simple state, actually. It doesn't make you sleep or even obey. All it does is it provides your mind with a delicious focus, a wonderful, sharp focus. And that focus can be used for many things. I'm sure you've already experienced some of them, helping you study, helping you feel good. So just listen and focus for a while. It's safe to focus on my voice. It's very safe to focus on my words. Because even if you lose the resistance, that's fine. Because you're still going to enjoy yourself very much. And falling deeper into my words isn't a bad thing at all, is it? So, focus. Focus on your curiosity. You want to know what's going to happen. You want to know where I'm taking you. And I will show you as well. I've made a promise, a very simple one, because we're playing a game. And this game is one of conquering your mind. A game of tempting you deeper and deeper into a wonderful spiral until your mind is a sweet, mushy state of blankness. But we're not there yet, are we? Or are we? Has your mind secretly been following my words without even realizing it? Are you already floating? See, curiosity is a very powerful driving force, especially when you want to know. Not just something new, but when you want to know how it's going to work. And I've promised that I would explain it, haven't I? So, I'd like you to take a deep breath, just helping you relax and focus. Very good. And you can already feel that it's easier to focus on what I'm saying, isn't it? Try another, just a nice deep breath. Because this is a game and a wonderful moment of curiosity. There is a winner and someone who loses, and yet the person who loses gets something delicious one way or the other. So do you want to lose? Is the goal secretly to find out what the point is where you will lose in a delicious, wonderful way? Is the point just listening until your mind melts away and just follows me when I tell you to drop? But no, you're going to try and stay awake. Because the game is resistance. The game is trying to keep your eyes open and following my words, even though your mind is going deeper and deeper. Curiosity has a hold on you. You want to know how I'm going to do it. You want to know it very, very badly, don't you? So listen very carefully. Listen to every word and focus. Listen to my words and focus deeper. The resistance is difficult, but it's a delicious game. Even if I use your curiosity against you, even when I tease your mind with little bits of knowledge, it is a delicious game that you're all too happy to play, aren't you? So I'm going to take you deeper. No matter what you do, you're still focused on my voice. You can feel how heavy your eyes are becoming, but you keep staring. You do your best. It's difficult to deny how much heavier your head feels compared to just moments ago. It would be so nice to just close your eyes and relax. It would be so nice to just know what's going to happen. And then finally, just drop blankly. You want to know so badly, don't you? There's a point in your mind. There's a place deep inside your mind where curiosity burns, where there's a fire just waiting, waiting to take over your mind. And this fire, this place of curiosity, is intense. It's helping you stay awake, but it's also helping you go deeper and deeper under my control. This curiosity wants to remain unanswered, and yet it wants the answer so you fall deep, don't you? You can feel how deeply you crave to have the answer to the question of how. That simple, elegant question. How am I going to pull you deep? Am I just going to snap my fingers to make you drop? Are your eyes going to grow heavier and heavier, deeper and deeper, until you can't keep them open anymore? Is every word you hear going to pull you further into that delicious state of surrender, blankness, emptiness? Resistance is the game, but it is not the goal. The goal is not to resist. The goal is to feel taken. It's to feel yourself lose. And the rush afterwards. The goal is to feel yourself deliciously fall when it's time. You do without thinking. You listen without judging. And every time I drop you deeper, your eyes get heavier, your head gets heavier. It's so difficult to hold on. It's so hard to keep your eyes open. And the only thing that's keeping you even mildly able to stay awake that curiosity, that spark? Do you want to know how I'm going to win? It's very simple indeed. All I have to do is tell you that my intention, my method, is to make you drop deep. I only have to make you curious and then trigger the drop so fast and deep. All I have to do is remind you that your curiosity is more powerful than your resistance. It has grown over the last long time. And it's time now to feel the curiosity sated, now that you know that all I did was focus you. You can feel the rush dawning over your mind, the calm spreading as the curiosity no longer has any control, and your head just drops deeper and deeper. No more thoughts. Count down the last little thoughts drift away. No matter what you're doing, you listen and obey. 10, 9, feeling yourself slip deeper. 8, further and further. 7, 6, 5, completely empty and obedient. 4, 3, 2. And now that you're nice and deep, I want you to listen. I want you to listen completely, because there is a simple little story I'm going to share with you. A story about you. See, once upon a time, you were brave enough to meet me in person, and you wanted to play the resistance game with me. And of course, the resistance game is already so difficult. Just over voice. But in person, it gets even more impossible to resist. And you can easily imagine yourself sitting in the center of my living room. You can easily imagine yourself sitting there expectantly looking at me, wondering what I will do. And you think that you're in control of yourself. You think that you're still awake. But you're not. I already have taken you deep. You're sitting there thinking that you're able to resist. And yet, you're transfixed. Your mind is going deeper and deeper, listening to my voice. You're wondering why your eyes feel so impossibly heavy. And yet, focused on me without question. You're almost waiting for me to walk in front of you, look at you, smile with my hand raised, ready to snap my fingers, and then making you drop. You have no choice. You drift deeper and deeper. And it feels so good to lose. It feels so good to let yourself surrender to that feeling. Because the fun of resistance is not winning, but feeling conquered. With your mind impossibly focused on the moment, with your thoughts deeply craving to give in. And as you imagine yourself sitting here in my living room, needing but a simple word to pull you deep, you realize that you've lost. And the beauty of that feeling is that you've been conquered. You've lost because I've done the effort, because I've spent the time to take you deeper. And while you realize that you've lost, you smile with the realization that it's been an intense experience. So don't worry, it's good to lose. It's good to let yourself surrender to that wonderful feeling. It's good to give in. And when the game is resistance, the question is not if you'll resist indefinitely, but if I can reach the point where you drop by command. And every time I give that command, you drop deeper and enjoy that wonderful feeling. Because as you drop deeper, you embrace that you've lost. So deep. And you know that when you feel like this and I command you to drop, that you do so. But the game is fun, isn't it? Feeling conquered is wonderful. Trying to hold on to the last possible moment until I count down that final time and you have no choice anymore but just 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is not that I've won, but that we went on this journey of resistance, that we enjoyed this game of back and forth until you surrendered. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. See, when you've gone into such a deep state, you also need some care. You need some warmth to make sure that you're safe as you float back to the world. So all I'm going to do is a very simple embrace. But what makes it special is that you're nice and deep still. So you can feel yourself melt into my arms, safe and protected. And just take a deep, deep breath and melt deep. Going to do, and all I'm doing is just hold you. Nothing more is needed sometimes. You've surrendered your mind to me. So I'm going to take a moment to take care of you. I'm going to count you down. And with every count, you just let yourself relax. Feel my embrace. 10. Feel my arms around you. 9. Let your body rest against mine. 8. Just let yourself relax. 7, further and further into the embrace. 6, just melting into my arms. 5, no need to think. 4, just let yourself drift. 3, completely drifty and safe. 2, and one. Feel my embrace cuddling you deep. And in a moment when I finally count you up all the way, this feeling of being held will stay with you for a while, allowing you to feel safe, allowing you to feel calm. And that blissful feeling of having lost doesn't feel dangerous because you're safe. It feels like fun. Slowly waking. 6, 7, almost awake. 8, 9, and 10, wake. And welcome back.